Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you again for listening. This time we're reading a story of Joshua, the walls of Jericho, from Joshua chapters 1 and 2. After Moses died, the Israelites were still camped on the east side of the Jordan River. God told Joshua, "Now that my servant Moses is dead, you must rule the people. Do not wait any longer to lead them across the Jordan River and conquer the land I promised them." God told Joshua that he would give the Israelites a large area of land to live in if they would follow his commands. Their land would be reach far from the Euphrates River in the north down to the border of the Egypt in the south. It would go from the desert onward to the east, to the Great Sea in the west. Then God told Joshua, "Be strong and full of courage. I will be with you as I was with Moses. Obey what is written in the book of law Moses gave you. Then you will have success." So Joshua told his officers to go through the camp and tell the people to get ready to take a journey. "In 3 days we will cross the Jordan River and go into the land the Lord promised us." God had said to be full of courage. They were going to need to be brave. The Jordan River was much larger at the time of year because of the spring rain. Water overflowed all of the banks, and the currents were deep and powerful. Even a very strong man could have trouble swimming all the way across. And the Israelites didn't have boats that could cross it. They could see the high walls of the city of Jericho standing near the foot of the mountains on the other side. After a short message, we will be right back. Before the rest of the land could be won, they would have to take over Jericho. Because it was guarded, the road leading up the mountains, Joshua had sent 2 strong men as spies to swim across the river and find out all that they could about the city. The king of Jericho found out about the spies and tried to capture them. The spies hid from the king and his men in a house that was built into the wall of the city. It was the home of a woman named Rahab. She believed that God of the Israelites was the true God because she had heard the stories of the Israelites' journey. She knew how God had dried up the Red Sea so they could get away from Pharaoh, and how he had led them through the desert of the pillar of cloud of fire. And she was sure God was going to give them her city as well. She told the spies that all the people inside the city were afraid of the Israelites because of the stories, and she agreed to hide them from the king if they would do something for her. "Promise me," said Rahab, "in the name of the Lord, that you will save my life and the lives of my father and mother and my brothers and sisters when you take over this city." So the spies agreed, and Rahab hid them under the piles of flax stalks, which looked like long grasses. And after the king's men had gone away, she let the spies climb down the outside wall on a red rope, and she hung from her window. The men told her to put the rope outside their window again when the army of Israel came to take over the city. They promised to tell their army not to kill the people inside the house with the red rope hanging from the window. And the spies had swum back across the river and reported to Joshua. They said God had given all of us the land, and the people there are afraid and don't want to fight us. Unlike the people who lived across the Jordan River, God made the 12 tribes of Israel united and very strong. The people of Canaan had many small nations, and each little tribe or city had its own king. This kept them from being one people.